إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، indeed our praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. And we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger to proceed. We are gathered here in this blessed month of Ramadan, in this blessed day, the day of Jum'ah. And alhamdulillah, we see that the masjid is crowded. And we see many faces. Walillahi alhamd wal minna. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows each and every one of us to fast this month with Iman, the month of Ramadan, and awaiting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. When the first night of Ramadan arrives, سُفِّدَتْ الشَّيَاطِينَ, the devils, they are chained. وَغُلِّقَتْ, and the doors of the hellfire are closed. فَلَمْ يُفْتَحْ مِنْهَا بَابٍ, and none of the gates of the hellfire are left open. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَفُتِّحَتْ, and likewise the doors of paradise are opened and none of them remain closed. وَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ, a caller, he calls out, يَا بَاغِي الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ, O seeker of good, come forward. Ya baghi ash-shar, O seeker of evil, aqsir, stop and refrain. Walillahi utaqa'u, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He frees individuals from the hellfire. Min an-nar, wa dhalika kullu layla. And this occurs every night. Brothers and sisters, I just want to spend some time on this hadith. The hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانِ, when the first night of Ramadan arrives, سُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, the devils, they are chained. مَرَدَةُ الْجِنِّ, the rebellious from the jinn, they are chained. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ, and the gates of the hellfire are closed and none of them remain open. And the gates of paradise are opened and none of them remain closed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, has slaves that He sets free from the fire. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in this hadith, Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil, O seeker of good, come forward, proceed. Wa ya baghi al-shar, and O seeker of evil, then desist and refrain. Brothers and sisters, in this hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Yunadi munadin, a caller calls out, Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil, O seeker of good, proceed, come forward. وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرِّ O seeker of evil, desist and refrain. That there are two types of individuals. قِسْمٌ A group of individuals. نُفُوسُهُمْ تُرِيدَ الْخَيْرِ Their souls desire good. And they chase after this good. وَقِسْمٌ And a group of them, their souls desire evil. And they chase after this evil. So therefore, brothers and sisters, عَلَيْنَا أَن نُفَتِّشَ عَنْ أَنفُسِنَا It is upon us that we analyze and we examine our own souls. Which group do we fall into? If we belong, إِذَا كَانَتْ رَاغِبَ فِي الْخَيْرِ If you find that your soul, it has a desire to do good and it wants to perform good and it chases after good, فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ Then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting you success. And strive against your soul to perform good deeds. And turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month. However, if a person finds نفسه رديئة that his soul is not like this, that his soul wants evil. His soul wants evil. Desires for lusts that are haram. Has malice for his brother even in this blessed month. If his soul wants evil, then what? What does he have to do in this blessed month of Ramadan? He has to seize his soul. Take hold of it and purify it and discipline it. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us success. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has slaves that he sets free. And this is every night from the fire. So therefore, brothers and sisters, it is upon us that we take the necessary steps and measures to be freed from the fire. And this is achieved by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being truthful in our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being truthful in our sincerity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and following him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمَ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ Whoever from amongst you sees the crescent of the month of Ramadan, then let him fast that month. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, the meaning being, Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants ease for you and he doesn't want difficulty for you. Listen to what Al-Imam Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَنْ يُيَسِّرَ عَلَيْكُمَ الطُّرَقَ الْمُوْسِلَ إِلَى رِضْوَانِهِ أَعْظَمَ تَيْسِيرٌ Allah Azza wa Jal wants to make it easy for you, make the ways easy for you to achieve his pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most easiest of fashions. نعم إخوان فمن لم يتب في شهر رمضان فمتى يتوب The one who does not repent in the month of Ramadan, when is he going to repent? The one who is not going to abstain. من لا يقلع من الخطايا والذنوب عن الذنوب والخطايا The one who doesn't refrain and abstain from disobedience and sins in the month of Ramadan, when is he going to refrain? When, brothers and sisters? And alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is 29 or 30 days. It is not 2 days. It is not 3 days. It is not 4 days. It is not only 5 days. It is not only a week. Because the masjid, we find many times, is crowded and packed on the first few days. but then it becomes empty towards the middle. And then it may become empty towards the end, except for the odd nights. The month of Ramadan is 29 or 30 days, brothers and sisters. And whoever worships Allah Azza wa Jalla at the beginning, then let him worship Allah Azza wa Jalla in the middle. And whoever worships Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanahu wa ta'ala as he deserves to be worshipped in the middle, then let him worship Allah Azza wa Jalla as he deserves to be worshipped at the end. And whoever worships Allah Azza wa Jalla in the month of Ramadan, then let him continue to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla as he deserves to be worshipped outside of the month of Ramadan. فَمِنَ الْبَلَايَا. It is a calamity that people think, okay, I'm only going to pray in the month of Ramadan. And then when the month of Ramadan finishes, they stop praying. They don't pray anymore. They fall into the muharramat and ma'asi, and they continue upon that path. What a loss. That is a sign that their Ramadan was not successful in the slightest. Willa kayf. Brothers and sisters, this is a marathon. It is not a race. A marathon until when? Until we die. Many of us, alhamdulillah, we know individuals that were with us last Ramadan, and they're not here today. Brothers and sisters. Brothers well known in the community. Sisters well known in the community. They're not here today. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant them paradise and pardon them of their sins. But for you and me, we're still breathing. We're still alive. And we're still upon this journey. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, what is subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say? وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. Whatever good you do, Allah knows it. Whatever good you do, Allah knows it. وَتَزَوَّدُوا. Take your provisions. Get ready. Ready for what? Provisions for what? وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Get ready. Provisions for the akhirah. Are we preparing, brothers and sisters, for that day when we will stand before Allah Azza wa Jal and there will not be a translator between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the best provision is what? At-taqwa. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-taqwa about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you like it was prescribed for those who came before you, so that you may fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-taqwa. So Ramadan is one of the best opportunities. It is a fursa. It is an opportunity, brothers and sisters, for what? To have the provision that we need for the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us success. And as for the one who does not benefit from this month, as for the one who does not benefit from this month of Ramadan, as for the one who does not rectify his nafs in the month of Ramadan, as for the one who does not start performing the obligations and staying away from the prohibitions in the month of Ramadan, as for the one who does not repent in the month of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ ثَبَتَ عَنْهُ, is authentically narrated from him that he climbed the minbar. And he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Oh Allah, answer that dua. Oh Allah, answer that dua. Oh Allah, answer that dua. Allahumma istajib. قيل يا رسول الله. It was said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إنك حين, when you was going up onto the minbar, you said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Oh Allah, answer that dua. Oh Allah, answer that dua. Oh Allah, answer that dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إن جبريل أتاني. Jibreel, he came to me and he said, من أدرك شهر رمضان, whoever reaches the month of Ramadan, فلم يغفر له, and is not forgiven and enters the hellfire, فأبعده الله, then may Allah take him far away. And I said, Ameen. Oh Allah, answer that dua. What a loss if we fall under that supplication of Jibreel, for which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Oh Allah, answer that dua. Brothers and sisters, this month of Ramadan, شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى said الصوم fasting إنما شرع للتقوى. It was legislated so that we can fear Allah Azza wa Jal as He deserves to be feared. It's not just about staying away from food and drink, and then but still you're backbiting, you're still lying, you're still slandering, you're still accusing people with qadh, you still have malice in your heart towards your Muslim brother, you still want to fight your Muslim brother, you still want to harm the Muslims. It's not about that, brothers and sisters. Allah knows what is in the heart. Allah Azza wa Jal knows what is upon the limbs. And as we said, min qabl, major sins are limbs of the sins of the jawarih, and likewise major sins are sins of the heart. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows what is in the heart. Hasad, jealousy, is a major sin. Ya baghi ash-shar aqsir, O seeker of evil, desist. Get rid of that hasad from your heart. Get rid of that hiqd from your heart. Get rid of that kibr from your heart. Get rid of loving evil from your heart. Get rid of hating good from your heart. Ya baghiya ash-shar aqsir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, which emphasizes that the month of Ramadan is more than just leaving food and drink and sexual relations and anything that may break the fast, even though that is an important part of it, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lam yada' qawl az-zur wal 'amal bihi, whoever does not leave evil speech an evil action, فليس لله حاجة. Allah Azza wa Jal has no need في أن يضع طعامه وشرابه, for this person to leave his food and his drink. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, رب صائم, it's possible that a fasting person, حظه من صيامه, the only thing that he gets from his fast is what? Hunger and thirst. Subhanallah al-Azim. Brothers and sisters, are we just walking around hungry and thirsty, or are we fasting bima'na siyam, with the meaning of fasting? Brothers and sisters, look at what one of the salaf he said, idha sumta falyasum lisanak, when you fast, then let your tongue fast. Don't say that which is haram. When you fast, let your limbs fast. Don't do that which is haram. Let your ears fast. Don't listen to that which is haram. Let your eyes fast. Don't look at that which is haram. Don't make the day that you are fasting like the day that you are not fasting. How many of us are like this, brothers and sisters? Brothers and sisters, من محاسن الصيام أنه يربي النفس على الصبر. From the excellence and the virtue of fasting is that it trains the soul to be patient and accustoms it to endure hardships in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُوَ يَجْمَعْ أَنْوَعَ الصَّبْرِ الثَّلَاثَ. Fasting the month of Ramadan, we find the fasting person, he observes the three forms of patience, which are what? عَلَى الْمَأْمُورَ الصَّبْرِ عَلَى الْمَأْمُورِ. Being patient in doing the obligations. A person has to pray five times a day. If a person does not pray five times a day in the month of Ramadan, his fast is worthless. He's patient praying what he has to do throughout the year, five times a day. Likewise, he's patient in the month of Ramadan, what? Fasting, which is obligatory upon him to do. So that person is patient in them things. Doing the wajibat, it requires patience. Likewise, patience in staying away from that which is haram. That which is haram, specifically for the fasting person, food, drink, and anything that may break the fast. And that which is haram throughout the year, like backbiting, touching that which is haram, stealing, az-zina, and the like. That is haram outside of Ramadan, and it is even worse inside the month of Ramadan. And likewise, brothers and sisters, as-sabr ala al-maqdur, the fasting person is patient with what? With what Allah Azza wa Jalla decrees for him. If he's hungry, he's patient. If he's thirsty, he's patient. He's patient upon what befalls him in this blessed month. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to this month as what? The month of patience. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us patience. Likewise, brothers and sisters, this month, it trains us to what? It trains us to preserve our chastity, al-isti'faf, and to control our souls and to restrict our desires so that we don't behave like a cat in heat. Now, because some people, they can't control their desires. They can't restrict their desires. They can't take hold of their desires. So all they're looking to do is to please their desires. This month of Ramadan, this blessed month, about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." Whoever fasts this month of Ramadan with iman and awaiting the reward from Allah azza wa jalla, his previous sins will be forgiven. This month, it trains the Muslim to preserve his chastity, control his desires, his shahwat. Likewise, to repel the whispering and the insinuations of the shaitan, the devil. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find he encouraged the young men, the youth, who are not able to get married to do what? To fast. Limadha? Because fasting helps a person preserve their chastity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ya ma'ashara al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaju." O youth, whoever is able to get married, then he should get married. فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ, because it helps you lower your gaze and protect your private parts. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ, and whoever is not able, then he should fast. For indeed, it is a shield. Brothers and sisters, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, na'am, and listen to this, ikhwan, because like we said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil," O seeker of good, come forward. So you have souls that want good and they desire and they chase after it and they work for it. Alhamdulillah, falyahmadi rabbah, falyahmad rabbahu. Let him thank his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have souls that want evil and they chase after it. And that is why it's upon a person to examine himself. Because part of finding the cure is analyzing and recognizing the sickness. Where is the marad? Where is the sickness? Ya akhi, you have grown men, maybe in their 60s and their 70s. A'udhu billah, they can't control their desires. You see them wandering around. They're wandering with women that they shouldn't be wandering with. They're wandering and walking and talking to women that they shouldn't be talking to. And they're 60 or 70 and 80. A'udhu billah, a man of this age can't control his shahwa. And the Prophet ﷺ spoke about the old man who is a zani, a fornicator, and how he is detested by Allah Azza wa Jal. Showing the danger of not being able to control your desires. We're not cats, we're not animals. And when people hear admonitions, ikhwan, let's not just take it like, you know, water that comes on our body and just goes down the drain. La, let it penetrate our heart, inshallah ta'ala. This may be our last Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to fast it successfully and accept it from us. This may be our last Ramadan. We may die. Who wants to die in an evil state? Oh, that man, he was an old man. He was a dirty man. A'udhu billah. We want to die in a state where they say, "Hadha rajul rajul tayyib." That was a good man, alhamdulillah. Ya'ani yu'raf bi khayr. He was known for good. Hadha yajtahid fil khayr. Hadha yusa'id fil khayr. Hadha rajulun khayr. That's what we want to be remembered for. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us that. Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, ikhwan, he said, فَأَرْشَدَهُمْ إِلَى الدَّوَاءِ الشَّافِي. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he guided them to what? The ideal cure, which has been legislated for this matter. الَّذِي وُضِعَ لِهَذَا الْأَمْرِ ثُمَّ نَقَلَهُمْ عَنْهُ عِنْدَ الْعَجْزِ إِلَى الْبَدَلِ وَهُوَ الصَّوْمِ فَإِنُّهُ يَكْسِرُ شَهْوَةَ النَّفْسِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directed the one who has a problem with his, yani controlling his desires, to what? To get married. That's the ideal cure. If he's not able, the Prophet ﷺ gave him an alternative. What was the alternative? It was to fast. Because fasting, it crushes those desires. Crushes them. Because fasting, it restricts the passage of the shaitan through the body of the son of Adam. Ikhwan, if a person in this blessed month of Ramadan cannot control his desires, then he has to look at what are the causes of those things. Is he hanging around with evil people? Has he changed his activity in the month of Ramadan? Is he doing anything different? Naam. If somebody can't control himself in the month of Ramadan and they find themselves continually falling in every day to the same stuff, they have to sit back and analyze. Analyze what? What am I doing wrong? Or if you're doing good, then alhamdulillah, what am I doing good? Let me continue upon it. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept it from me. Ikhwan, even the doers of good, even the good doers, ikhwan,
Al-mu'min bayna madha? The believer is between hope, hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fearing for the from the punishment of Allah azza wa jal. And that is the believer that fears Allah azza wa jal. He still what? He still fears the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but hopes for his mercy. Bayna al-raja'i wal-khawf. So what about the sinner? How can the sinner be comfortable? The one who disobeys Allah day and night, how can he be comfortable? And how can he feel safe from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi, inna hadha, no doubt this is a person being deluded and intoxicated by this life. So if, brothers and sisters, we find it hard to stop what we're doing, let's analyze our surroundings. Let's analyze our life. Do I have good companions? Abu Huraira wa ashabu. Abu Huraira and his companions, they used to stay in the masjid in the month of Ramadan as much as possible. Why? Why? To protect their siyam. To protect their fast. Not mix with people. Because when you mix too much with people, you may fall into that which is what? Prohibited. So if in the month of Ramadan you find yourself, akhi, you have an opportunity, wallahi. In this hadith, we see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jama'a bayna targhibi wa tarheeb. In the hadith that we mentioned, we started the khutbah with, the Prophet ﷺ, he offered encouragement. No doubt. Encouragement, ikhwan. Targhib, encouraging people to good so that we can attain Jannah. And at the same time, he frightened people. Naam, he scared them with what? He scared them by saying, وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has people who we freeze from the hellfire, and this is every night. So people, there are servants that are ibad, that they are destined for the hellfire. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from that. Targhib wa tarheeb. Encouragement and frightening. Naam. وَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Likewise, brothers and sisters, منها from the benefits of fasting this month of Ramadan, أنه يورث خشية الله تبارك وتعالى. It causes the servant to have awe of Allah عز وجل, fear of Allah عز وجل, based upon knowledge. وَالْخَوْفِ مِنْهُ فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ. In private and in public. نعم. Ramadan, it trains us to fear Allah Azza wa Jal in private and in public. Not to live double lives. Not to be like an individual who has two personalities. A personality when he comes out of his house and a personality when he's in private. La. Ramadan, it teaches us to what? To fear Allah Azza wa Jal in public and in private. To have one qawl, one statement in public and in private. To have one face in public and in private. Ramadan, it teaches us that. لِأَنَّ الصَّائِمْ, because the fasting person, to know if somebody is truly fasting. Only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows that the person is truly fasting. Because a person can go in his house, sneak to the fridge, get a drink of water, and he has a drink. I don't know that. Your wife may not know it. Your children may not know it. The brothers may not know it. But who knows it? Allah Azza wa Jalla knows it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said in the hadith Qudsi, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ إِلَّا الصَّوْمْ فَهُوَ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. All of the actions of the son of Adam for himself. نعم. Except for fasting, for it is for my sake and I will reward him. Even the reward for fasting is not muhaddat, is not fixed to a certain limit. Allah Azza wa Jalla will reward the fasting person, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's for his sake. يَدَعُ طَعَامُ وَشَرَابُ وَشَهْوَةُ مِنْ أَجْلِي. He leaves his food and his drink and his lust for my sake. Allahu Akbar. So the fasting person, ikhwan, in the month of Ramadan, only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows if that person is truly fasting. Because it's possible for someone to sneak and eat and drink, and the creation and none the wiser. Na'am. Likewise, barakallahu feekum, and I'll finish on this point. The month of Ramadan, يُرَبِّيَ النَّفْسَ عَلَى حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ وَالْحِلْمِ وَالْأَنَاءَ وَتَحَمَّلْ إِذَاءِ النَّاسِ. The month of Ramadan, ikhwan, it teaches us to have good character. Na'am, good character. It teaches us to what? Have forbearance. It teaches us to have patience, not to be hasty. It teaches us to be able to tolerate the harm of the people, because some people, they can't tolerate the harm of the people. Naam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ikhwan, he told us, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ أَحَدُكُمْ, and if one of you wakes up in the morning, يَوْمًا صَائِمًا فَلَا يَرْفُثْ, then he should not say anything that is foul, and he should not behave in a haram or inappropriate fashion. And if somebody شَاتَمَهُ, if a man abuses him and insults him, أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ, or tries to fight him, فَلْيَقُلْ, then he should say, what? إِنِّي صَائِمْ, I'm fasting. Why? To let him know, I'm not scared of you. You're a man like I'm a man. No man should be scared of another person, because we fear Allah Azza wa Jal. But I'm fasting. I'm not going to behave ignorant. I'm not going to address it like that. I'm fasting. إِنِّي صَائِمْ. So I'm not going to entertain the foolishness. But at the same time, it's a reminder. If he's a Muslim, you're reminding him, I'm fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla, trying to fear Allah. Let you try and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Brothers and sisters, let us not be like those people when we are advised that we become haughty and arrogant. And when somebody says to us, ittaqillah, or reminds us with good, or prohibits us from evil, that we say, who is he to tell me anything? As Allah Azza wa Jalla says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, when it is said to that type of individual, that foul individual, fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, he is overcome with arrogance and haughtiness. And what? حَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمَ, his reward is the hellfire. What an evil abode it is. So when we are advised to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, if we hear that which is beneficial, let's implement it. If we hear that which is beneficial, let's act upon it. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us success in this month, ikhwan. May Allah Azza wa Jal teach us to be, inshallah ta'ala, people that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us, ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, brothers and sisters, in this blessed month of Ramadan, to be continuous and persistent. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow the masjid to be full like it is now, to be full on every other day. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless the Muslims to have the masajid full like it is in the first few days of Ramadan throughout the year. Allahumma stajib. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that he grants us success in this blessed month, and that he protects us from every evil, that is, which is hidden and that which is apparent. Ikhwani barakallahu feekum wa kadhalika nuhuthukum jazakum Allahu khayran. We encourage you as well, the masjid, jazakum Allah khayr, be mindful with regards to the hammamat, the toilets, the toilet area, keep it clean. Naam, because we have had reports that the toilet area, because of the frequency or the amount of people, it is, the floor is wet and so on and so forth. Al-masjid, lazim. The masjid has to be clean, it has to be maintained, and it has to be taken care of. So inshallah, we encourage the brothers and the sisters, when we come to the masjid, that we are mindful and remember Allah Azza wa Jalla sees everything that we do. Aqimis salah.
حي على الفلاح